of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff. Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off, and regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value, and she's taught us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
Okay, so it turned out it was Schallenberger's shot that we thought was a three, but they changed it to a two. So he has that, and then one of two from the free throw line, so he has 3 points. Their leading scorer right now is Caden Lloyd with five. And for Mountain Home, Dallin Benton and Hunter Brashears each with 3 points, and David Waymire with two. It will be Perry Gould's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 12-8. Schallenberger inbounds it on the far sideline to two. Davis, he'll walk it into the timeline. We're underway. Gives it over to Lloyd. Over on the right side to Treese. His three-pointer, good. Jonah Treese was hit with his first 3 points of the night. A seven-point lead for Perry Gould. 15-8 is our score as we are 17 seconds into the second quarter. Here is Peters with the ball on the right side. He goes cross-court to Cresselius in the left corner. Now on the wing to Brashears. Back to Cresselius. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Baylor Cresselius with his first 3 points of the night, and it's back to a four-point game. Here is Davis quickly into the front court, going into lane for the layup. Iggy draws contact. I don't know if they'll call that on the shot or on the floor. They're going to call that on the floor. That foul is on Baylor Cresselius as his second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So they only have one more foul to give this half. Davis inbounds it in the low block to Schallenberger. His layup will not go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Hunter Brashears picks up his first personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So looks like Perigold's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this half, as the next foul will put them in the bonus. First free throw for Schallenberger is up and in. Checking in for Mountain Home is Bennett Pinson as he replaces Baylor Cresselius, who again just picked up his second foul. Second free throw for Schallenberger is good. He gets both. He now has 5 points. Pinson, by the way, is 6'2 junior. Here is Peters throwing it to Dibble on the right side. Now back up top to Peters. He just loses the handle of the ball. Schallenberger gets a steal. He's going back the other way for the layup, off the glass and in. Schallenberger with 7 points now. 7 minutes left of the first half. Here is Dibble with it. He has it between the circles, gives it to Brashears. Looks like Perigold's going with a 1-3-1 trap defense. Here is Dibble throwing it over the right side to Pinson. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound controlled by Treese. Back comes Perigold. Schallenberger throwing it to Davis, who crosses the timeline with it. He has it on the left wing. Now goes cross-court to Treese. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Dibble, and back comes Mountain Home. Shears has it. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Schallenberger. He throws it to Williams, who's quickly back the other way for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Treese gets offense rebound. He can't get the foul to go. Gets his own rebound once again, and then tries to go back up with it, and this time he is fouled and will head to the free throw line. That is Hunter Brashears' second personal foul, team foul number seven. That does put Perry Gould in bonus, but this will be a two-shot opportunity regardless. David Waymire and Talon Benton checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Hunter Brashears and Colton Peters. And for Perry Gould, looks like Nathan Lear is coming in to the game. I didn't see who he replaced. I think maybe Nash Davis. So anyways, Jonah Treese at the free throw line for two shots. His first one is up and in. Coming into the game now for Perry Gould is Tyner McCullough. Looks like it'll be for Jonah Treese if he hits a second free throw. Now there's an issue with the scorebook, apparently. That's true. Now they're talking. I don't know what. I'm not sure what the issue is. They're saying they're checking to see number four in the book. I have him in mind, so I'm not sure what the. Oh, okay. Well, apparently someone from Mountain Home got missed from the books, because I think Mountain Home just got a technical foul. Anyways, Treese has one more free throw, and Mountain Home just backed up from the lane. Second free throw for Treese is no good. And now now looks like Perry Gould's going to shoot two more free throws. It will be Schallenberger at the free throw line. He's already 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. First free throw is up and in. Second shot for Schallenberger is good. He now has 9 points, and Perry Gould will keep the ball as well. They will inbound it on the far sideline. It will be Nathan Lear inbounding it for the Rams. He gets it into Williams in the backcourt. He'll cross the timeline with it. Mountain Home in a, looks like a man-to-man defense. Here's McCullough throwing it to Lear. Lear has it on the right side, up top to Schallenberger. He takes screen drills into the lane, going up for the layup. His shot was blocked by Waymire, and Mountain Home comes away with the basketball. Here's Benton across the timeline. He has it on the right wing. Throwing it into the corner to Dibble. Thought about three. Now kicks it back out to Benton. He's going to pull up for the long three. Four, good! Talon Benton with 6 points. And it is 22-11 Mountain Home. I'm sorry, 22-14 Mountain Home. Cuts the advantage, the deficit back to single digits. Here is Williams with it on the left wing. Up top to Schallenberger. 5.5 minutes left to play. And looks like a foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called against Tyner McCullough. That is his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Rams. He's going to come out of the game. He's and be replaced by Jonah Treese. 5:31 left in the first half. It's an 8-point lead for the Rams. 22-14 is our score. Here is Benton with it on the right wing. Takes the screen from Waymire. Thought about another three, but instead gives it to Cruz. Now over to Dibble on the left side. He's going to take the screen, go up top, gives it to Benton. Tries to give it to Cruz, and who finally does control the pass. Now over to Dibble. Cross court on the right side to Pinson. Pinson takes screen, now gives it to Dibble. Over to Benton now on the left side. Up top to Waymire. Over to Dibble on the right. He's heading towards the corner, now takes the screen from Waymire. Throws it up top to Cruz. Tries to give it to Waymire, and looks like a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jonah Treese down there in the paint. That is Treese's first personal foul, team foul number four against Perry Gould. 4:49 left to play in the half as Pinson will inbound it on the baseline for Mountain Home. He tries to throw it to Dibble. He can't handle the pass, and Williams quickly back into the other side of the court to go up for the layup. He misses it, point-blank range, and Mountain Home comes away with the rebound. Bombers are fortunate on that one. Here's Benton with it on the left wing. He's going to pull up for another long three. Off the glass and in! Talon Benton banks a three. He now has 9 points. 5 point game here. 22 for Perry Gould, 17 for Mountain Home. Here is Schallenberger going into the lane. He is going to draw contact, and it looks like we'll head to the line for the 1-and-1 opportunity. That is on Talon Benton. That is his third personal foul, team foul number eight against Mountain Home. Luke Dibble checking out of the game as he's replaced by Colton Peters. And Baylor Cresselius also coming in as Benton will have to take a seat after he again just picked up his third foul. So it will be Schallenberger at the free throw line, where he's already 5-of-6 with 9 points. First free throw is up and in, so he earns a bonus. 4:18 left in this first half as Schallenberger has one more free throw. Second shot, no good. 1-of-2 on that trip, and Mountain Home comes away with the rebound. 6-point lead for Perry Gould, 23-17 is our score. Here's Peters with it on the right wing. Throws up top to Waymire. Waymire dribbles towards the right side, gives it there to Peters. Up top to Cruz. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now dribbles to the left side. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Luke Cruz will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:56 left to play in the first half. Derek Schallenbarger picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five against Paragould. So Cruz at the free throw line to try to make this a one-possession game. His shot is up, no good, and looks like a foul will be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. Baylor Cresselius picks up his third personal foul, team foul number nine against Mountain Home. So 1-1 coming up for Jonah Treese. Hunter Bashirs comes in, replacing Cresselius. 3:54 left as it is right now a four-point game, but Treese at the free throw line to try to add to the Rams' lead. First free throw is up and in, so he earns a bonus. He's now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe with 5 points. Treese with one more free throw opportunity. Second shot is up and good. He gets both on that trip. 25-19, Paragould leading it. Less than 4 minutes left to play in this first half. Here is Peters into the front court. Dribbles toward the left side. Now back between circles. Throws it on the right side to Pinson now. Up top to Bashirs. Over on the left side to Peters. Now gives up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles toward the left to the right side. About to head toward the lane. Now kicks it back out to Peters on the right wing. Tries to give it to Waymire. Pass was wide of him. And Treese comes away with the steal. And back comes Paragould. 3:23 left in the first half. 6-point lead for the Rams. Lloyd has it. Now gives it to Treese, who thought about the three. Now he drills toward the free throw line. Gives it back out to Lloyd. He's going into the lane for the layup. Roll off the glass. Rolls around and goes in. Caden Lloyd with 7 points. 27-19. Rams back up by 8. A little over 3 minutes left in this first half. Here's Pinson with it on the right wing. Now dribbles to the corner. Goes back out to the wing. Picks up his dribble. Finds Waymire on the low block. And he is fouled on the floor. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. That foul is on Nathan Lear, his first personal foul. That was the last foul Paragould had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. The pass to Peters was read like a book by Lear as he comes away with the steal, and back comes Paragould. Lear into the lane, and he'll draw contact and head to the free throw line, actually for two shots, as Paragould is now in the double bonus. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, again as the 10th team foul against Mountain Home. So Nathan Lear at the free throw line for a pair. First shot is up and in. And he can make it a double-digit lead once again for Paragould if he gets his next free throw. And before he shoots, it's going to be Luke Dibble checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Bennett Pinson. So one more free throw for Nathan Lear. Second shot will not go. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Waymire. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Peters into the front court. It's like a half-court man for Paragould. Dibble takes the pass up at the top. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Waymire. He goes back up with it off the glass and in. David Waymire with 4 points. 28-21, Paragould leading it. Back quickly comes Davis. He loses the handle of the ball. Scramble for it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch. What are they going to say? They're going to say it was last touch by Mountain Home. Good defensive play, though, for the Bombers. It will be Paragould inbounding it on the near sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Treese takes the inbound pass. Thought about the three. Now kicks it out to Lear. Now throws over to Lloyd on the left side. He's heading towards the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in, and he draws contact. That foul is on David Waymire. That's his second personal foul. Paragould already in the double bonus, but this is going to be an N1 situation as it is. Lloyd now with 9 points, and he can go into double digits if he gets his free throw. And he does. He now has 10 points, and that is Paragould's lead, too. 31-21 is our score. 2:11 left in this first half.
You'll be up.
Peters will walk the ball into the front court. Half-court man-to-man defense for Paragould. Ball goes over to Dibble on the right side. Has the ball knocked away for a moment, but he gets it back. Now over to Cruz on the left side to Peters. up top to Bashir. DeCruz on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, no good. And looks like a foul on the rebound. Called on Mountain Home. And that's not going to be on Peter. That is his second personal foul. So looks like it will be David Williams coming back the other way to shoot a pair of free throws. Boy, it doesn't appear Josh Fulcher likes the call very much. I think I heard what he said to the official. Williams' first free throw is up. No good. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. He has yet to score in this game. 1:49 left to play in the first half. Second free throw for Williams is up and in. That's his first point of the night. It is an 11-point lead now for Perry Gould. 32-21 is our score. Here's Peters across the timeline for the Bombers. Has it on the right wing. Kicks up top to Cruz. Over to Dibble on the left side. He'll take the screen, drill up between the circles. Gives it to Bashir's in the right corner. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Lear. And back comes Perry Gould. A little less than a minute and a half left in this first half. Rams with the ball leading by 11. Here's Davis across the timeline. Throws it to Lear. Now up top to Williams. Gives it to Lloyd near the free throw line. He's going into the lane for another layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Mountain Home might have gotten away with a foul on that one. But no call there. Here's Peters with it. And now he's going to draw a contact. And looks like a 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home. They call that, I believe, on Jonah Treese. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Perry Gould. So it is 1-1 for Colton Peters. He has yet to score. This will be his first free throw attempt of the night with 1:02 left to play in the first half. Schallenbarger checking back in for Perry Gould as he replaces Treese. Peters at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. And if he gets this next one, that he can cut Perry Gould's lead back to single digits. Second shot for Peters. No good. He gets 1 of 2 on the trip, and the rebound is controlled by Schallenbarger. 32-22, Perry Gould on top. Here is Davis with it, giving it to Schallenbarger. Now kicks it out to Williams. He's going into lane, pulling up for the jumper. No, rolls around, no good, and the rebound controlled by Peters. 49 seconds left in the first half. Peters with it on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled offensively by Dibble. He goes back up with it, too strong, and the rebound controlled by Davis, and back comes Perry Gould. 33 seconds, Davis quickly into the front court, going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Nash Davis with 4 points. 34-22, Perry Gould on top, 23 seconds left in the half. Here is Peters across the timeline. Perry Gould once again in the man-to-man defense. Peters dribbles to the right wing, 12 seconds, and what's the call? Looks like a foul away from the ball, or? A foul's on David Williams. That is his second personal foul, team foul number 8. Against Perry Gould. Nathan Lear checking out. He's being replaced by Chris Payne for Perry Gould, who is a sophomore. And David Williams is also coming out of the game. Didn't see who replaced him. But it looks like it will be Hunter Bashir's at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. First free throw for Bashir's is up and in, so he earns the bonus. 11 and a half seconds left as it is an 11-point lead for Perry Gould, but Bashir's does have one more free throw. Second shot, no good, 1 of 2. Long rebound controlled by Lloyd, and he throws it to Davis. 9 seconds left. 6 seconds, and Davis finally crosses the timeline. 3 seconds, kicks over to Lloyd. He pulls up for the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Schallenbarger. He couldn't get the follow-up to go in time, and we've reached the end of the first half. Well, our score after two quarters of play is Perry Gould leading Mountain Home 34-23. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. hey, there's my keys or bike or stuffed panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off, and regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value, and she's taught us how to love.